to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
So last night, I was playing Call of Duty with some listeners. I threw this out there, man, because I'm looking for a new crew to play Call of Duty with. I need a new video game soulmate. And so I threw my ID out there on the Ben and Skin listener Facebook page. And so people can friend request me. And so I've just accepted all of them. So in the last week or something, I probably got 100 new friends in Call of Duty. And so what I do is I'll just, when I'm about to play, I'll throw out 20 or 30 invites, and the first three that join, well, we got a squad and we're off and running. But last night, pretty cool listener. God, what's this guy? I wish I had his name right here pulled up.
Frank.
Now you're going to make me want to pull it up.
Billy.
Larry. Make sure.
Bob.
Steve.
Larry.
His name is Jonathan.
Oh, your brother.
Should have guessed Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Very common name. Mark or a Mike.
Jonathan Andrew Sheffield. And he came out to the brewery, so I met him, and great guy. And so we're playing. He's just a hilarious guy. And the three other guys that are playing with us are guys he's familiar with. And I don't know if they listen to the show or know who I am or anything, but he does, and we're cool. So I'm playing with these three other guys. We're in a squad. And, man, they are so funny. And they're just talking the whole time. I can barely, like, I'm fully concentrated. I'm trying to hear everything around me. Somebody steps on a cricket. A leaf turned. I know where somebody, but they're just laughing and talking the whole time and loud. And it's like, they're fearless. And they're way better than me. And so at one point, I see a guy in Call of Duty run by. And so I shoot at him and I don't kill him. And he runs into a house. I'm like, hey, guy just ran in that house across from us. Well, all three of them immediately go run in that house. Like, they're not like, they don't wait. They're not like, okay, let's check the house. They're like, oh, good. Squirrel!
They pulled a Leroy Jenkins.
They all, sure. Yes, Leroy Jenkins! I mean, they all ran in that house immediately. And no one communicated, hey, let's go run in that house. But because I pointed someone out, I guess they just said, let's go. And they all play together all the time. So they all three went in that house and died immediately.
Oh, no.
Oh, they lost to someone.
They all died immediately. All three of them died. And I'm still in the same window that I shot the guy at safely alive across the street because I don't know what the situation is yet. I don't know if there's four guys in there or one. So I'm not rushing in. And this guy, just moments earlier, one of their buddies had gone, hey, guys, I got to take a leak right now. I'll be back in a minute. You're in the middle of this tense situation. We're all hiding in a house. And now he's away from his controller, so his guy is just standing there, not moving. And so they're like, all right, let's rotate around. Let's go somewhere. Like, oh, we can't because Bill is taking a leak or whatever the guy's name is. Kyle's taking a leak. And so I'm like, well, so we're just waiting here. And then I saw the guy and shot at him. So basically, when all three of those guys are dead because they rushed into something without knowing anything about it because they're like, where are they, my chickens? They then go to my view. So they're seeing my
game. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then this guy goes, what? You're still just sitting in that window? Like, he was mad at me, like, criticizing me for being a pee. And I go, didn't you just leave to take a dump in the middle of the game? And why, I'm not the idiot who ran into a house. You guys, why did you run into
a team player,
I'm alive now, you're not.
Why did you run into a house without knowing anything about it?
If your friends jump off a bridge, you're supposed to go after them.
I mean, if they had said, let's go run in that house, I would have run in the house.
Those guys are tag team brothers, since it feels like they were all going to go in no matter what. Were they all sticking together?
Yeah, they're great. They play together all the time, so they're all sticking together. That's fine. And then one guy starts going, hey, we're going to start streaming these games.
Uh-oh.
I was like, I can't be a part of that. And they're like, because they were saying some edgy stuff, and I was like, I can't, I'm a public figure. I can't be attached to, like, you say something crazy and then...
That would really be terrible.
Impact you. It could end my career. I can't stream. And the guy goes, no, we'll edit you out before it goes public.
I can't trust you on
how
that.
How do you do that if you're live streaming?
You can't.
You can't.
He's probably just fast talking you, trying to get you to
right.
I'm
like, what are you thinking here?
Unless
anyways,
you turn your mic off, and that's no fun.
My buddy Jonathan, who's great, he was like, hey, I'm sorry about those guys. I was like, dude, that's great. I had fun with them. I had a blast. They were great guys.
I had fun with those edgy guys.
I had fun. I just don't want to stream. And I'm always going to, if a guy talks trash to me, I'm always going to talk trash back to him.
Ideally, you want a squad where a guy's not going to get up to poop in the middle of a game, too.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Okay. What we want to do here is I get asked to freestyle rap a lot. And, you know, back in the day, Skin and I were, you know, in a rap group. And so we freestyled a lot over the years and stuff. And it's, you know, and there was a time in my life where I was really good. And it was probably in my mid-20s. So I guess it's probably been 25 years since I was in my prime. So I suck now compared to where I was. And I can even tell you the first time I wanted to impress my wife, I was broke. I was on a softball team. I could barely afford to be on. And after our softball game, we took it way too seriously. We played in the village, lived in the village. We went and we went to this place called the Oyster Bar. It was on Lower Greenville.
Oh, yeah. But I know what you're talking about.
It's right across there. From Jay Pepe's. Used to be there.
Yeah. Right. Is it the same place? Oh, wait. Lower Greenville.
I think it's Lower Greenville.
All the way down. Okay.
Well, no, I guess not. It was Greenville. Snuffers. Jay Pepe's, the Blue Oyster.
Okay. Yeah, so it is down there. Yeah, okay. A little bit.
And it was like, we went in there, and our softball team was in there, and I was like, God, this waitress is smoking hot. And I have no game, have never had game. And so I'm like, well, I don't know what to do. And my buddy's like, dude, you can't take your eyes off this waitress. I was like, what? And she goes, oh, you guys have a softball team, da-da-da. And I go, yeah, would you ever like to play co-ed? And we did not have a co-ed team. She goes, sure. And I go, okay, can we get your number? We'll call you about a softball team. She goes, sure.
Smart.
That's how we got her number.
Back in the day, you could just trade the number then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we invited them to come over, her and her friend, to come over to our house, and so they did. Now, back at the time, we were in a hip-hop group, and so I didn't even have to have a real job. Like, we got really close to making it. So we were just making music all the time, starting a record label in the village. And so I would just freestyle, play video games, and smoke out. That's all my life was. And it got
hit on Oyster Bar waitresses.
Yes. And so when she came over to the house, I wanted to impress her. I didn't have a dollar. All I had was, I think I had a world-class freestyle skill. And so my buddy was changing the channels on the TV while somebody played hip-hop instrumentals, and I freestyled. And it went for like 15 minutes or something. It was like, I'm rapping about a Ginsu commercial, Ginsu knife. Here's a sports highlight. They just changed the channel to something. Then I'm rapping about what's in the room. Just total freestyle. Like, freestyle. Total impromptu. Nothing written. And it was at my peak.
How was the waitress's friend?
Well, when I finished, she said, you wrote that. And I'm like, how could I have choreographed the remote control changing channels? And
the friend said that?
She did.
The waitress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her friend was also a waitress.
Yeah, but I was asking, how was the waitress?
They're both smoking hot.
Okay.
Both 9.8s.
Okay. She said you wrote it.
Yeah, which is like, how could I have written that? Anyways, I still kept chasing her. Now I've been with her for 28 years. But I love to freestyle. But it gets to the point now where I'm out and about, hanging out with my friends in the neighborhood. They always want me to freestyle. And sometimes it's not the right vibe. Like, it's just not. Like,
a sophisticated cocktail party.
I need to be inebriated or something. And right now, I feel high or drunk on vacation Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm off for 6 work days after today.
You're not going to have to come back to this place until next Thursday.
And one of the things I do like to do when I freestyle, and granted I'm not very good anymore, is I like to incorporate things people say. So if you want to call in and give us some items to freestyle about, 214-787-1971. 214-787-1971. You could call and just say, hey, include a hospital, include a wheelbarrow, include a taco, whatever you want, and make a list, and I'll try to incorporate it into a freestyle song or rap.
Well, line one is Brandon and Garland. Want to see what he's got?
Yeah.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, Benny, all right, so here's what I need from you, man.
Okay.
I can't think of anything else that I would rather hear you freestyle about today than our lords and saviors in Radiohead.
Radiohead. Okay.
You can do this.
All right. Check. All right, it's kind of sad, and I'm really glad that you brought it up. Haven't heard it in a while, need to get caught up. And what's up? I'm listening now. About to drop it, and I'm gonna show you how. I can do it, gotta find the swing, gotta relax, gotta just find the way to bring Radiohead to the light as I freestyle. Meanwhile, you might be thinking, what is that style? Because it's never been done. I'm number one, don't know that anyone has ever begun a freestyle rap over Radiohead. Gonna rap to the end, I'm dead. And I said these words and I'll say them again. Lyrical, miracle, Styles, Big Ben will send you on a vacation knowing I'm on the microphone, always busy flowing, and you're knowing cause I'm going down that road on the broken bow. Now gotta let you know, the saddest band, saddest song in the universe, freestyle, and it didn't even really hurt.
Hit the post and everything.
That's hard.
That was I don't think he's going to make it to the chorus. I thought it was coming 15 seconds earlier than it did.
That's
weird
hard.
That sounds.
That's hard to freestyle over a Radiohead.
But you did it.
I did it.
Yeah, right. There's a whole Radiohead.
That has to be first.
There's a whole Radiohead instrumentals album.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Awesome.
Oh, I love the song.
Yeah, hey, there's a lot of good stuff on there. All right. Line two.
Okay.
You do line two? That's Justin.
Sir.
Justin in Denton.
What's up?
What up?
Hey, nothing much. Hey, I got three things for you.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right, you ready for this, Benny?
Yes.
Mike Tyson's punch out. Okay. Diversifying your bonds.
Hold on.
That's a good one, right?
Okay.
There.
Mike Tyson's, yep, diversifying your bonds. And maybe movie cinematic trivia.
Movie trivia.
Movie trivia or Beavers and Ducks, bro.
Beavers
if you
and
want
Ducks.
Random, there it is.
Okay, sure. But hold on a second. Was Mike Tyson Punch Out? Was that the one with Bald Bull and Piston Hurricane?
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah, that was the one. Y'all play it sometimes. I heard it the first time in a long time on y'all when you guys were giving the weather. And I was like,
yes.
I saw was little Mac running in his pink little sweatsuit. Down next to the Statue of Liberty.
Okay, so who all was it?
It was beautiful.
Bald Bull, Piston Hurricane, Glass Joe, what else?
Oh, Glass Joe. There it is.
Okay.
Who else we got? Good Lord. There was what was that guy? He had the tiger around his shoulders.
Oh, was that Piston Hurricane?
And he had No, that was the dude. He would disappear, and he would come at you really, like, he would move, like, four spots and then come at you real quick.
That's a great game. All right,
thank you. I love that game.
King Hippo. I remember King Hippo.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, Great Tiger. I know, Great Tiger.
I think I need a rap beat for this one. This is hard.
You need a hip-hop beat? Okay, I can find
it. I think this is going to be hard.
He went extreme.
What are the three things again to refresh the audience?
He said Mike Tyson Punch-Out, the video game, diversifying bonds, movie trivia.
What?
And Beavers and Ducks.
I think the
movie
last
trivia.
One he said or. He said movie trivia or Beavers and Ducks.
Okay. What's a good movie trivia?
Could do with Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's in some movies.
The Hangover.
Yeah.
Let's go. You got. Is that the Jeopardy? Is there a beat about to drop? Okay. Let's see what this is.
Can't wait.
If you want to call the dogs off, this is a tough one. I can do another one.
Let me see.
I got another one ready.
Let me see if there's a beat. Oh my God! That's so hard. That's fast.
Okay, I got something better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God! All right. Check. Check it out. Ain't one punch get pulled when you step into the ring with Bald Bull. Maybe Glass Joe, he ain't finished though. He's gonna punch you out of the lane like a hurricane, like Piston. And you might listen when I start telling you about a video game that's far from lame. In fact, it's probably in the video game Hall of Fame. One of the all-time greats, it's never late. I never hesitate to get that weight. When I step up on the Nintendo, I gotta let you know though, it's just Ben and Skin so. We just freestyling up on the eagle. And now I gotta just move like a beetle on the needle down to the next topic. He said diversifying bonds, I gotta drop it. Don't really know what that is cause I'm poor. Been working in radio for so long, I need more money. And it's funny, I guess diversifying means to try to find different ways to place it so you can make a little money and not waste it. Nevertheless, you're gonna taste it cause you're all over the platter and your pockets get fatter and it just don't matter cause if one sinks, another one rises. That's where you stay rich with no surprises. And I got movie or trivia
but I really don't have anything to give you because I can't think of movie or trivia right now. But so I'll go ahead and talk about something else, like beavers and ducks. But guess what? I don't give a... Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Dude, when you went to trivia, I was like,
what are you out
of the
me?
Country of Libya is the only thing I can think of, and I don't know anything about that country. I was like, that's a tough one. Maybe if, Olivia, like I was trying real hard. There's really nothing there. Line three's got something for you, Ben.
Okay.
This is Fletch. Fletch is not Chevy Chase, and he's calling from Grand Prairie, the old GP.
What's up, Fletch?
All right. All right. Okay, I got three things for you. Number one, the hypothetical next 30 for 30. What if I told you Team USA ran into a buzzsaw that is named Slovenia?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Throwing the Legend of Luca and throwing an all right and a my wife in it.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, all right, all right.
All right.
Okay.
We have all the best listeners.
All right. Let's see if I can pull this off. What do you got for me, TZ?
See what I got here. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
You got it, Ben.
So hard.
Full faith.
Slovenia.
I was so close to getting what I wanted here. Hold on. I'm going for something stupid here. Okay, fine. Here we go. I got you. Ready?
Oh, yes. All right. All right. When it comes to 30 for 30, you're watching close. Thought you'd root for USA, but they look like they're toast. But there's a team that does not F around way out there. The Slovenian prince will punch your soul in underwear.
All right.
Call my wife. I gotta call my wife right now. I said, all right. I gotta call my wife. She is so pissed off 'cause she hates my Call of Duty habit, yeah.
That's a tough one. That chorus got tough.
All right.
By the way, on the Woodstock 99 documentary, there is a Vern Troyer sighting.
Yes, there is.
Oh, nice.
Also, there's Dexter and Noodles of
Flea.
The Offspring.
And okay. All of Flea.
How in Flea. Yeah, wait till you see Flea and his penis. BFD. Sunday, September 5th, Dos Equis Pavilion. You get your tickets at KEGL.com. One more here. All James right. in Midlothian.
Oh, is that... I don't know who this is.
Okay, it was James in Midlothian.
Turn your radio down, please.
Hello, what's your name?
Me? Ray.
Where you calling from, Ray? Yeah.
From Funky Town.
All right. Okay. What do you want Ben to go off on?
I want him to kick a freestyle about, since he's going on vacation, about car farts.
Car farts.
Car farts. Okay.
Dangerous.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
All right.
You're right.
I think I got what I need here. Okay. Yeah.
Searching for the right instrumental.
Whole country here.
I know a little bit about this. Well, I was driving in my car when I was pretty sure I smelled a fart. I looked around, but everybody's heads were in their phone. So I kept driving down the road. But on fire was my nose. Looked in the back seat and they were looking right back at my wife. My wife had a call for her.
Take a little.
All right, give me.
really burnt my nose.
Give me pound cake.
Okay.
Let me go out without the song obstacle. Let me just rock a freestyle before I hit vacation.
Pound cake.
Of all of the subjects just offered to you, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Kidding.
That's hard. That is hard. All right.
I'm searching for pound cake. I'm searching for it.
Car farts. I love how that guy was just wanting to hear a freestyle.
I know. Okay, maybe I put it. Hold on.
I wonder if he just had a car fart and that's what he thought.
Yeah, could be. It's a thing. I can remember my dad would describe family road trips and how they smelled terrible.
Yeah. It's funny when someone just rolls down the window, you know.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Ready?
Yeah.
This is about your vacation? What's this going to be about? You have a plan?
Let's see, I don't have a plan here.
You don't need a plan. Just let him
riff.
Yeah,
just let it go.
Just off the tip.
What? Check it. Gotta wreck it. Hey, yo, my name's Big Ben, but call me Benny Sana. Up in the flow, hot like a sauna. Black piranha, you gotta chew it, listen to it, and then get into it. Up here on the eagle, gotta rock it. Freestyle flowing, just going. About to be gone 4-6 days. About to run through a Texas maze. Head up to Broken Bow, chill in the woods. Go down south and say, hey, what's good? In the neighborhood, now I'm chilling in the south. Now I'm spitting in the south. Freestyles from the mouth, and I do it like this on the daily. Used to sack your ass in the backfield like Chuck Haley. Maybe you should cut some slack in your slacks while I kill quarterbacks. I'm on a mission, but I don't know what. My name is Benny Sana, and I give no F's. Sorry, but you gotta guess what would be the cuss word. It's so absurd, but it's preferred. Don't know how I don't cuss for 3 hours, but as soon as I get off the air, I'm like a sailor cussing out at a trailer, saying damn, not stopping, hip hopping, still going all night, freestyle flowing the whole night. Got balconies in my right hand, my right man, and the rhymes are tight, and I keep striking like lightning up and down the road. Another episode, so far to go. Glad everybody's still rocking on 97.1. It's only just begun, having fun, and it's on. Nice with the DJ cuts. I'm so glad you didn't do that while I was around. That would have killed me. Alright, that is a vacation freestyle mail-in miracle. Thanks for the suggestions. Coming up next, a weekday update, and then I'm gone for 6 days. Skin's back tomorrow. Coming up next.